Perik Mem Hei Pasuk Chavav Vayegidu Lo Leimor Od Yosef Chai V'chi Hu Moshe B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim Vayofag Libo Ki Lohem Min Lohem Vayofag Libo Nechlef Libo V'holach Milahamin Milahamin V'hoya Libo Pone El Hadvarim Lashon mefigin taimon. Belashon mishnah. Ukumo me'ein hafugos. Verecho lo nomar. Metorgam verecho lo pog lashon rashi. So for Rashi, vayofog mefigin taimon means they lose their taste. Their taste dissipates. It goes away. So similarly, vayofag libo means nechlef libo v'holach milhamin. That his heart turned away, the same way again that the idiom of mefig and taiman means that the taste dissipates. So too, his heart turned away in that he didn't believe the report that Yosef was alive. Ve'enenu nachon, says the Ramban, ki lashon puga shvisa ubito. It doesn't mean to lose something. It connotes cessation. Kama al titni fugas lach. V'chein eini nigra v'lo sidma me'en hafugas. My eye will shed tears without any respite, without any cessation. There will be constant flow of tears. Shenigra tomid me'ein shvisa v'hefsek. V'chein mefigin taimon. It doesn't mean that it's not the sense of going away, but it's the sense of shviso bitol, shemefaz v'noso mizbatel. V'chein alkein tofug Torah, tibatel v'sipasek. The gamzeh, so the translation here, is not that his heart turned away, but rather v'yofug libo, shenizbatel libo uposko neshimaso. That, as it were, his heart missed a beat, which caused him to faint. Kipaska tznuah saleh v'hoya kemes. V'zeh ha'inyan, this phenomenon, says the Ramban, yadua b'vo ha'simcha pisom. When there's a sudden simcha, it can cause fainting. It's in the medical book, says the Ramban. Elderly or infirm people can't absorb this. She yisalfu rabim mehem. Bevolahem simcha befesa pisom. Many of them will faint when there's a sudden, unanticipated simcha. Then the Ramban sort of gives the medical understanding of it. Ki yiyya halev nirchav v'niftach pisom v'hachom hatoladi yotze u'mispazer b'chitzone haguf v'yeofes halev v'hiskarero. Okay, so whatever it is whatever the inner workings are that generate this symptom. V'hine nafal hazaken kemes. So Yaakov Avinu basically collapsed in a faint when they told him that Yosef was alive. V'omar ki lohem in lohem. See, according to Rashi, the flow of the pasuk is easy. Vayofag libo, his heart turned away because he didn't believe them. They're telling him a story. His heart turned away because he doesn't believe the story. He found it too literally too incredible. But, But according to the Ramban, on the contrary, if a person only faints if he takes what you're saying seriously, right? If the surprise of the simcha, if a person discounts it, so then it's not going to elicit that reaction of fainting. So what does it mean that on the one hand, vayofeg libo, and meidoch gisa kilohem in lahem, va'omai kilohem in lahem lahagit she'omad zman gadol min hayom v'hu shochev domeim, ba'avo shalohem in lahem. Ki hayodua ba'ilof hazeh, meaning continuing that this is something that's known with Sifrei HaRefuos, this is a known phenomenon, that when this type of fainting occurs, sheyitzaku lo v'yargilu also basimcha hahi ad shetikava bo benachas, that you try to get him accustomed, to get him to gradually assimilate the besorah, and that way, he'll be able to be revived. So, Manavshach, he believes them, he doesn't believe them. So apparently what the Ramban is saying is the following, just in terms of the Perush HaMilos here. If something is so incredulous that the person doesn't believe, so then it's not going to cause him to faint either. He's just going to, I don't know, maybe he's going to be annoyed that people are telling him tall tales. If it's not something extraordinary, so then the system can tolerate it. The system can absorb the besorah. But if you have something which is extraordinary, and the person is sort of ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin, He's ambivalent, as it were, in his response. So on the one hand, you'll have the vayofag libo, because he does give it some credence. Me'idach gisa, it required a prolonged effort to get him to assimilate it, because he also had his doubts whether something like that could be true. So Yaakov Avinu is ambivalent in terms of whether or not what the Shvatim are telling him is true. He gives it enough credence that you have the Vayofag Libo, but there isn't that much credence that he can be quickly restored. It has to. It's a gradual process until he's able to assimilate it. Okay. Let's skip now to Perig Memvav, Pasuk Tesvav. El b'nei Lea shel yolda liyakob b'fadan aram ve'eis dina vito kol nefesh banav v'nosav shloshim v'shalosh u'befratan i'atam motzei ala shloshim v'shlayim ala zo yocheved. This is the Ramban quoting Rashi, quoting Chazal. The Ibn Ezra seeks to refute what Chazal's pshat. Va'amak hizat tema. Im kein lomelo hiska hakosuv hapela shenasa imo shaholida meya Moshe v'hibas meya u'shloshim shana. If Yocheved was born as soon as they arrived in Mitzrayim, so they were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that would mean that Yocheved was 130 when she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Im Kain says the Ibn Ezra, Loma lo hiskir hakosuv hapela shenasa imosha holida Moshe vibas meir shloshim shana. V'loma hiskir dvar sora shahoysa bas tishim. That's the Ibn Ezra's taina on Chazal. If that's the case, so why isn't this front page news? This should be in the headlines in bold print. V'lo dai lanu baza, v'lo dai lanu zah tzar, ad she'osu ha'paitonim piyutim b'yom simchas Torah. Ibn Ezra didn't care too much for Pio. We spoke about this. The famous Ibn Ezra, and I think it's in Koheles, where he has his attack on Pythonim. He wasn't too favorably inclined towards Pythonim. Acha also Pythonim piyutim beyom simchas Torah yocheved imi acharai hisnachami. That Yocheved apparently outlived Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hineh hi bas masayim v'chamishim shana. So, right, as Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that his mother Yocheved should have a nechoma, acharai. So Moshe Rabbeinu lives to be 120. So she gave birth to him when she was 130. So lo dai lanu that Chazal say that she gave birth at 130. The Paitanim say that she lived to be at least 250. V'hineh hi bas masayim v'chamishim shana v'chi achi ha-shiloni ha-yakach v'kach shanim darach ha-gada o d'v'yochid elu dvarav. Ibn Ezra is not happy with this. V'hineh penyiyeh chocham be'enov b'stiras d'v'y rabosenu ani tzorach lano selov. So the Ramban says, I have to defend Chazal here. Now, in Parshanus, so the Ramban sometimes disagrees with Chazal also, but the difference is, the difference between asking a kasha and saying it doesn't solve all the difficulties in the pasuk, and between saying something is lo nitam lehayomer. So the Ramban is not upset that the Ibn Ezra has a kasha. In Parshanus, you can have a kasha, but the Ibn Ezra is depicting it as though it's lo nitam lehayomer. Right, penyia chochem be'enav v'stiras divrei Rabbeinu Seinu. That the Ramban takes exception to. So therefore, ani tzorach lanos elav. I have to respond. Ve'omer ki al kolponim yia b'dvar Yocheved pele gadol min hanisim hanistarim shehem yisod ha-Torah ki hi bas Levi atzmo lo misyachesas elav. She's not a descendant of Levi. Maybe she's a granddaughter, great-granddaughter. No. Yocheved is the daughter of Levi. Kemosha Kosov, Asher Yolda Osa Lelevi B'Mitzrayim. V'od Kosov, Amram, who's a grandson of Levi, married Yocheved Dodoso, his aunt. So it's clear that Yocheved is the daughter of Levi. Behine, so the Ramban says to the Ibn Ezra, so what do you want? You want that Yocheved should have given birth when she was younger? Behine im nomar, ki holed osa bebachruso, kasher holed kolbanav. If you want to say Yocheved was born, v'hoysa leidosa achar ridito l'mitzray ma'at, Hine he beledus Moshe zekeinu ma'od kaminyan she'amru avosenu okorov lo. So, manavshach, if Levi fathered Yocheved at a young age, so then you'll end up saying like Chazal, that Yocheved was at an advanced age when she gave birth to Moshe. But if you'll say on the contrary, Im yoma shenolda lo acha shifto b'mitzrayim yomim rabim v'hinei nachshav shaholed osa acha ridito b'mitzrayim chamishim v'sheva shanim. If you want to ensure that your chaved be much younger when she gives birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, so then you're going to make Levi much older when he fathered your chaved. So what did you're trying to make this more natural and less miraculous to explain why the Torah doesn't describe this explicitly, but you can't. You pull in one direction, the miracle will be in the other direction. So you'll delay Yocheved's birth. To delay Yocheved's birth, then you have to say that Levi was at a very advanced age when he fathered her. Who ye ben meyer shana? Ki beridito hayu ben men gimel shanim. Vehine yiyu bozer shnei ployim. Number one, she Yehu Zaken Kavama Shehiska Kosov Alaven Meir Shana Yivaled. Uchsiv Adoni Zaken Vitiya He Zakenable Ledis Moshe Basayin Gimel. Vim Acher Old Le Dasa La Sofia May Levi. Hine Yea Pelagod Mishal Avram. So the time on Ibn Ezra is that however you slice it, even if you would say differently than Chazal, something very remarkable happened here. Either Levi was very old when he fathered her, or she was at a very advanced age when she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, or both, or a combination of the two. Aval omel chadavashu emes uboru batora. What about the Ibn Ezra's time? So why doesn't the Torah call attention to this? Aval omel chadavashu emes uboru batora. Ki hanisim hanasim. If the miracle was predicted by the Navi beforehand, or a Malach acting and sent as a messenger announced the miracle beforehand, so then yes, kirim hakosuf. That's described in Chumash. V'hanasim me alehen, but those miracles, those nisim nistarim that happened without prior notice, without advance notice from a navi, from a malach, v'hanasim me alehen lazo letzadik o lehachris rasha. Lo yaskira b'torah b'nevim. V'zehu zohar v'oseach mutzak b'fi achochem hazeh mimash sheheshev al v'vasein b'inyan pinchas v'zulosav makum harbe. And basically this will seal the lips of the Ibn Ezra with this type of taina that he raises in various places against Chazal. This yisod, that nisim nistarim, which were not forecast ayidei Novi, ayidei Malach, are not recorded explicitly in Chumash. Why not? Says the Ramban, v'lama yaskirim hakasav. Why should the Torah record it? Why should the Torah highlight it? V'chol yisodos ha-Torah benisim nistarim hem. V'am ha-Torah ein v'chol inyana rak nisim lo tava u'minag. Let's just read several lines and then try to understand a little bit. As Hashem, v'am ha-Torah ein v'chol inyana rak nisim lo tava u'minag. Shere yiude ha-Torah kulam osos u'mofsiv. Ki lo yikaris v'yomos v'tava Habal achas min harayos or ochel chelos. Lo yiru hashemayim kebarzo b'tifon mitnei zoreinu b'shana hashviyas. V'chein kol yiudi ha-Torah b'atovo sohein v'chol atzlochos ha-tzadikim mitzitkosom v'chol tfilos David malkeinu v'chol tfilos seinu nisim v'neflos el she'ein bahem shinoi meforsom b'tivo shel olam kashir hiskati zekvor v'odaf hashana b'ezrus Hashem. So the Ramban says the pushback to the Ibn Ezra is that the Torah doesn't record Nisan Nistarim because they're Nisan B'chol Yom. If the Torah would record every Nisan Nistar that happens, then Kolu Kola Gvilin, and the Torah wouldn't be able to write the Torah if the Torah recorded every Nisan Nistar that happens. You can record something which is exceptional. Something which is which happens once in a yovel, so that you can record. Something which is meisim b'chol yom, so what the Torah should write every time the traffic light turned from red to green. Oh, why isn't that in the Torah? It's meisim b'chol yom. So the Ramban basically says that the Ibn Ezra time is this is something extraordinary. It should have been recorded in the Chumash. So the Ramban's answer is, but if the extraordinary is ordinary, so then it's not going to be recorded in the Chumash. That's the Ramban's pushback. Okay, now, in terms of the Etzem Shita, this famous Shita of the Ramban, what does it mean, what doesn't it mean? It's often misinterpreted to mean that the Ramban denies that there's such a thing as natural law. So that reading is wrong, is clear on many, many levels. From the words of the Ramban himself, we're going min hakal al hachomer. The reasons that can't be the correct understanding. So we just read in this week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu fainted, and the Ramban says it's a davar yadua, it's a sefer refuos. He says, yeah. He says, look it up in the medical books, and you'll understand why Yaakov Avinu fainted. But that's what happens when a person is elderly. Where a person has a weak constitution and he hears some gets a besorah about a simcha, he faints. And then the Ramban explains what's happening in terms of the physiology which produces that reaction. We learned earlier in Bereishis on the Pasuk of Ki Yadativ, we saw that the Ramban says, if you have it, you can take a look again. We had seen this in Parag Yochas, Pasuk Yotas. V'hanochon be'enai shehi yediyah v'almamosh yirmos ki yediyas Hashem shehi hashkachoso ba'olam hashofel hi lishma ha'kolim v'gam b'nei ha'odam munochon ba'olam mikrim ad bo es v'chudasam. People are vulnerable to mikrim, to accidents. Aval b'chasidav, those who are chasidei elyon, yosum eila libo ladasos or befrat liyash shmiroso dvega b'tomet. So chasidei elyon are not vulnerable to natural accidents, but b'li ayin hara. So we are. So from the words of the Ramban himself, it's clear. There's obviously, no one really thinks there's no such thing as teva, because you don't see people, someone once gave this example, you don't see people walking off of rooftops based on this Ramban. No, the Ramban says there's no such thing as teva. Well, I don't know, maybe they do, and there's a reason we don't see them anymore, but hopefully that's not the case. Obviously there's such a thing as teva. My brother Shem Yikom Domo comes in. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. We say it in Shulchan Aruch Zimra all the time. Chot nasam v'lo yavo. Vayamidem lo'ad lo'olam. Chot nasam v'lo yavo. It's a chot. The chot means a law, natural law. Chot nasam v'lo yavo. Rambam is not denying that there is such a thing as teva, that there is natural law, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world which operates according to natural law, which has lots of laws of physics, etc. But what do these lines mean, though? So, what does it mean? The most famous statement of it, of course, is at the end of Parshas Bo. Min hanisim agdolim hamafosamim adam moda v'nisim hanistarim shehem yisod ha-Torah kula she'em la'odam chelik v'toras Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin b'chol dvarenu u'mikrenu shekulam nisim ein bohem teva u'min hogo shal olam bein b'rabim bein b'yachid. So what do these lines mean then? What do they mean? So the line in here in Vayigash is easier to understand. The lashon v'am haTorah ein b'chol inyana rak nisim lo teva minag, meaning the Ramban is saying b'chloliyus. There's no contradiction between the following two statements. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world which functions according to natural law. Statement number one. Statement number two, Klal Yisrael exists supernaturally. There's no steer between those two statements. Let's say in a very broad sense. Obviously the Ramban means it in an even more detailed sense, but in a very broad sense, the world functions according to natural law. If you want water to freeze, then it's going to have to be 32 degrees or less. It's not going to freeze otherwise. A persecuted, despised, stateless, defenseless people for millennia, and we're here, and exist and continue to exist and clearly will eternally, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Havtocha. There's no contradiction between saying that there's a natural, that there's natural law in the world, and between saying that that Am HaTorah Bichlali Yuso exists and their fate and destiny is something which is not dictated by inexorable teva. Bichlali Yuso. What about the fact that the Ramban in here at the end of Bo says it's Bein Birab and Bein Biyachid? So the Emes says, if you contrast it, so first of all, again, in our Ramban Mineu Vei, again, we didn't have to go to other Ramban, just Mineu Vei here. If you have our Ramban, take a look at us. Ki lo yikores v'yomos b'teva habal achas min harayas o ochel chaylev. Eating chaylev does not trigger an allergic reaction which kills a person. It's not that there's a natural law that dictates that. V'lo yu ha-shamayim k'barzel v'tiva mitnezor enu v'ashona ha-shviyas. B'chein kol yi'udei ha-torah b'tovo sohein v'chol ha-tzlochas ha-tzadikim b'tzitkosom. So why is the Ramban singling out tzadikim? If the Ramban means that there's mamish no teva for any yochid, so there's nothing to single out the tzadikim. Elamai. So if you take a look, the Ramban has this in B'chukosai as well. At the beginning of the right before the Tochacha, on the Brachos, Ukvar Be'arnu, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, I think. Ukvar Be'arnu, Kikol Eila Habrachos Kulam Nisim, Ein Beteva, Sheyavo Hagashamim, Viya Hashalom Lanu Minha Oyevim, Viyavo Morech Bilibam Lanus, Meo Metnecha Misha Baso Senu Hachukim Bahamitzvos. V'lo sh'yiyah ha'kol hepech b'mnei zor'enu ha'shana ha'shviyas. V'af al pi sh'hem nisim nistorim sh'olam k'minhago no'egi mahem. V'haklal, I'm skipping several lines. Ki b'hiyos yisrael shleimim v'hem rabim. Lo yisnaheg in yonam bit. I'm sorry, I missed one line that's important here. Maybe it was before, sorry. Yes, sorry, but beforehand also. Vahatam bazeh ki habrochus hahein, afopishahem nisim. Hemin hanisim hanistorim shakol haTorah maleir mehen kasher perashti. That's our Ramban, right? The Torah is full of it. V'hem afilu liyachid haover ki kasher yiyeh haish hechosid shomer kol mitzvos Hashem alokav yishmerehu hakel min hacholim v'haakros v'hashikol v'yimolu yomav b'tova. So the Ramban Mefurish says, "Ki kasha yeha ish hechosid shomer kol mitzvos Hashem." It's clear that l'chor what the Ramban means in the end of Parshas Bo, when he says "bein b'rab and bein b'yachid," is that this hanhaga that a person won't be randomly affected by teva this hanhaga of not being randomly affected by teva, there is teva. But will the person be randomly affected by teva? Will he just be a statistic? That the statistic is that so many people get sick with a certain illness every year. So many people get the flu every year. So many people get something else every year. Will the person be randomly affected by teva? So you should know that that hanhaga of not being randomly affected by teva, that exists klapei the rabbim, and it also exists klapei yechidim, but not every yachid all the time. And that's what the Ramban Mefurish spells out in Bechukosai, that it refers to the yachid hechosid, the same way he had said earlier in Parshas Vayera. So when that Lashon says, again, that very, very strong Lashon, שאין בו אדם חלק בתורס משה רבנו עד שנאמן בכל דברנו ומקרנו שכולם ניסים אין בהם טבע מנהוג השלום בין ברם בין ביוחד. It means that that hanhoga exists for the rabbim, and it also exists for yechidim. That hanhoga of not being subject to randomness of teva. If you have teva absent hashgacha, so then a certain number of people are just going to get sick, because statistically, that's what happens. The Ramban is saying that there's a hanhoga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates within teva, and there will be no randomness. People won't be randomly affected by teva, whether it's on the rabbim as a whole or whether it's yechidim, but it means that that hanhaga exists for yechidim. It means a person has to acknowledge that that hanhaga exists for yechidim. For which yechidim? Not for every yachid. Not for every yachid. That's what the Ramban writes here in Bechukosai. Ki kasha yeho ish hechosid Shomer kol mitzvos Hashem elokav yishmerehu akel min acholi, etc. It's clear that that's what the Ramban means. Maybe just to just flesh out one other line here in the Ramban. Again, back to our Ramban here. V'hinei pen yiyah chochem be'enav b'stiras divrei rabbeinu anitzorach lanos eilav. V'omar, ki al kolponim yiyah b'dvayu chavet pele godol min hanisim hanistorim shehem yisod ha-Torah. So just to understand what that phrase means. Hanisim hanistorim. The Yocheved giving birth, as she did, according to Chazal, at age 130, is just one instance of Nisim Nistarim, which are Yisod HaTorah. What does it mean that the Nisim Nistarim are Yisod HaTorah? So if you look inside in the Ramban here in Parshas Bo, so the Ramban initially says, he describes how there were three schools of heretical thought. There were those who denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu entirely. They were atheists. There were those who acknowledged a God, but said that he's above knowing what's happening in the world. And then there were those who said, no, he knows what's happening in the world, but he's above being mashgiach, exercising any kind of hashgacha in the world. Ramban says, initially he says it about a nes nigla, when a supernatural miracle happens. So that refutes all three of those schools of thought. The fact that something can happen which defies Teva clearly means that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. It clearly means that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who created the world voluntarily, and therefore it doesn't function inexorably. He can override it as he likes. The fact that that miracle is targeted shows Yediyah and Hashgacha, and if the miracle is predicted beforehand by a Navi, it proves Nevuah also. And the Ramban says, V'kasha yitzar Elohim be'eda o b'yachid v'yasei ma'in mofes b'shinu min hoga shel olam b'tivo yizbar l'chol b'itol ha'deros ha'ele kulam ki ha'mofes ha'nifla morash yesh la'odem ha'loka ha'mechadsha v'yodeh ha'mashkiach v'yachol v'kasha yi ha'mofes ha'hu nigzar t'chila mipi nevio yizbar mimenu od ha'mitas ha'nevua. Skipping a line, v'tiskaye mimzeh ha-Torah kula. So initially the Ramban says it about Anes Nigla, that Anes Nigla demonstrates all the yesodos ha-Torah, all the yesodos ha-Amunah of the Torah. Then the Ramban famously, again, further on in this, in this passage, min hanisam agdolim hamufosanim other modim minisam hanistarim shehem yisod ha-Torah kula. There's no difference fundamentally in terms of emuna between believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can override nature or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can operate within nature. Again, overriding nature means when you get water from a stone. Operating within nature means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that if we observe Shriyas, so then we'll have bountiful rainfall. Yeah, the rain doesn't come through supernatural means. It happens through meteorological patterns and workings. But there's no difference. If Teva sort of exists inexorably and functions inexorably, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can no more operate within Teva than he can override Teva. It's the same Yesod, right? If Teva just represents Ritzon Hashem, so then A, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can override Teva if he wills, B, he can operate within Teva. And that's what the Ramban says. Again, that's not a denial of Teva. It's just saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can operate within Teva as well. That's what Ramban says. So from Nisim Gluyim, you see that Teva is not something autonomous. It's not something inexorable. But it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls. If he controls it, that he can override it. He also controls it, that he can operate within Teva. That's what our Ramban is saying, that ki al kolponim yia b'dva yuchevet pele godol min hanisim hanistarim shehem yisod ha-Torah. The yisod ha-Torah, that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who created the world voluntarily, that he's yodeya, that he's mashkiach, that the socha va'onesh, so all of that is demonstrated and reflected in Nisan Nistarim. That's what the line means. Nisan Nistarim, Shehem Yisod HaTorah. Okay, we'll stop here.